I'm getting my makeup done here. Oh, do you know what I did yesterday? You ever done this? I walked into a, you ever had like a cabinet open in your kitchen and you turn around, you walk right into the corner?
Did you ever walk into the corner of your cabinet in the kitchen?
I've got this big
Have
old
you
one
ever
right here.
noticed people have cabinets in kitchens with cabinet doors that open? And you just When do
kind
people get cabinets? When did all
why?
these people want Why cabinets?
do we need doors in the cabinets? It's just something for our heads to bump You
into.
ever notice when three women walk abreast, your uniball gets a little tingly?
There's no reason for these cabinet cupboard covers.
That sounds like that's the love child of Andy Rooney and Jerry Seinfeld. All right, here we go. In 5, 4, 3, 2. Hello, everybody. I'm your co-host, Eric, of the Andy penultimate worst-rated podcast in the nation, The Hate Napkin.
Just have your co-hosts do the intro.
Yeah, why don't we do that? Charlie, you want
Yeah.
to do the intro?
Have your co-host
In
do it. Do you want
five.
me to do it? No,
You do the intro today.
Garrett. I mean Garrett. Have Garrett do the intro.
Oh, good
This is gonna be
idea.
a long episode.
Polly from Bali, where are you joining us today from?
I'm in Phnom Penh, but my battery's about to die and this whole shit's gonna fucking crash. But I'm trying to get it to charge.
Is that another one of those Phnom Penhs that doesn't work?
That was
I
Where were you the last episode for that? Okay.
mean,
God damn
we're
it.
also joined by our super special guest, Poland of the Center Square, Carla from
Eating her breakfast and burnt corn.
Burntcorn, Alabama. All right, folks.
Okay, so Carla, remember when you first went to kindergarten, and let's say you went into the kindergarten class and you had to put the circles into the blocks and the blocks into the circles, and you didn't quite fit in. And then you hit third and fourth grade, and then you started going through, your body started going through different things, right? You started having tingling In third feelings. grade? Well, you developed a little fast. I mean, those are
It was your fourth time in third grade. Huh.
you got big breasts, and they had to start somewhere, and I believe that's when they started to begin to blossom. And don't interrupt me, Carla. I mean, I have a
Yeah.
question here. I'm asking you a question, so let me ask the question.
Mm-hmm.
So then you went to the school canteen and you got lunches that were not necessarily healthy. I mean, it was like what they were serving in the 70s or 60s or 50s, or maybe it was the 30s. You're a little older than we think. So
Wonder,
they
I wonder if the
it was a
viewer of
lot
you
of
might.
I didn't finish my question. So then you go to fifth grade and you're like, all right, fifth grade, I'm in middle school now. Maybe people will start to respect my body, especially when I go into gym class and I go into the gym and they see my overdeveloped breasts. Sorry, Eric, should I get let me get straight to my question. So growing up, Carla, did you feel l left out at all? Being
Are we
in the
still on
fact,
that first question?
I did feel left out because I was miles smarter than those other little fuckers. Okay. All right, so let's get to middle school and high school. That's my follow-up
No. I think
question.
I'm going to ask. I'm going to go with the second question here. So, Carl, is there, speaking of, your world-class tatas, is there anything you'd like to get off your chest?
I've been wanting to get these off my chest for years. What's your point?
Else you'd like to get off your chest? Share with the community. Inga in Germany, she can't wait to hear any word about you is mutton in her mouth.
Oh, leap shit. Whatever, however you say it.
Well, we have you know, we have tens of listeners all across the world that can't wait to learn more about Carla.
Okay.
You want to tell us about yourself?
Yeah, sure. I was born on a farm in Northeast Iowa from a big Catholic family. I've never actually been to Burnt Corn, Alabama, and my name is Carla.
What?
I've been lying to you.
Oh my God! Breaking news! Breaking news! You're not
busting boobs.
Whoa! Got a bubbles burst here on the hate napkin, folks. You're not from.
Hey, you asked.
I don't know. I don't know who you are.
I know.
Wait a second. Is your name even Carla?
No.
What's your name?
Carol.
Carol? You're not Carla from Burnt Corn?
No.
You're Carol.
I was once on a very successful podcast.
I have been incognito for hours. I'm like, wait. Are you saying we were successful once?
No, I was successful once.
Oh my God. How the
It was so, another podcast.
Oh, you've fallen from grace. Well, folks, you heard it here. Carla from Burnt Corn.
I don't live in Burnt Corn.
Oh, my God. Where do you live?
Kansas City, Missouri, the good side.
All right, Carol from KC. Let's start at the top. What's your favorite drug?
Oh, back in the day, in the 70s, it was LSD. I loved it.
Wow. Are you telling the truth?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Have you had any flashbacks? Especially
why would I lie?
I don't know. First 81 episodes. Okay, this is great. Have you ever had any flashbacks?
No.
Not even to episode one, the diamond encrusted cock ring?
No.
Okay.
I have a traumatic syndrome going on from dealing with you two, but it didn't have anything to do with the drugs back in the 70s.
Wow. Okay, so we're learning about Carol from KC. Mm-hmm. That's Carol from KC, everybody. Is there even, you know, is there even such a place as Burnt Corn, Alabama?
Uh-huh.
Wow. All right, Polly, you're up next. Let's try to keep it a little shorter than 7-minute questions, though.
Okay, no, let's try to keep it normal here. So, what was the first time you had someone go down on you? How old were you, and who did it?
17.
Family
in a pickup truck in front of a bar in Raymond, Iowa.
Was it the come and go?
Who?
Can't remember the name of the bar.
Do you remember the name of the gentleman or
DeKal?
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, yeah, I do.
Is it DeKal?
His name was Sam. And he ruined it for all other men because he was really good at it.
Can we call him right now? Can we find his number?
I don't know where he is.
Oh, my God.
It was 45 years ago. Like, I would know where he is.
Next
Tim's
question.
Tim's out there, and he loves it.
I know he is.
Next question. If you had to pick any country in South America you could go to, what would it be?
South America?
Yeah.
None of them.
You wouldn't want to go to Venezuela?
No. I love Mexico, but that's not Central America. Or South America. It's more Central America.
Are you really retired and sitting on your front lawn most days?
I'm not retired. I work 7 days a week. I have a serious job.
Wow, I'm stunned, folks. This is amazing.
Have you ever had a rash that you were afraid to show anyone and then you had to like take a picture of it or go to a doctor for it?
And can you show?
And then what was the outcome?
The answer is no, so there was no outcome.
No. Oh, I was just asking for a friend because my friend wants to know what they should do. Okay.
You should all see right, a doctor, Paul.
You're gonna take that. We're gonna head on over to the Bernard Pivot questionnaire for a one or two here. What is your favorite curse word?
Oh, fuck. Fuckity fuck. Compound curse word. Motherfucker. No. Fuck me. Fuck this shit. Go fuck yourself. It's my favorite word.
I guess.
And it's a multi-purpose word. Oh, this is so fucking good. You know,
I'd have to say, I like a good F-bomb as much as the Mexican, but I don't like it when somebody can't communicate with anything but F-bombs. You ever met somebody?
Oh, I can communicate with things other than F-bombs.
Oh, I know you can.
That's how I got banned from Twitter.
Oh.
There was a particularly acerbic political pundit who shall remain nameless. And I referred to her rather racist comment as cuntish. And Twitter notified me that was not acceptable. And if I took the tweet down, they wouldn't suspend my account. So I took the tweet down. And then I immediately went back to her timeline and I said, I would like to personally apologize if you thought I was calling you a cunt. I thought you knew. And within 5 seconds, my account was gone forever.
You were on what we call the wedge watch.
So, I mean, why do you hate Hillary Clinton? I think Hillary Clinton's great. Like, she's actually been one of the most powerful women.
No, we're not heading the road.
I'm just saying, I don't know why she hates Hillary so much. I think Hillary's been great.
No. Unless you spell Hillary Clinton, Tommy Lauren, it wasn't her. Oh, have I said too much?
All right, next question. What's your favorite color?
My favorite color? In this neighborhood, black.
Oh my God. Again, we're joined by Haiti award-winning Carol from KC.
This is true. And I've got the award to prove it.
Do you feel more comfortable around black people than white people?
Yes.
Because I do too. And I'm not saying this to be like funny or it sounds racist. But I really do.
Does that come up a lot in Southeast Asia?
No, it doesn't come up enough. When I see a black person, I'd be like, oh my God, you figured it out. I guess my question for you, Carla or Carol or whoever you really are, tampon or maxi pad? Which?
Neither one. I'm too old for that shit.
But I mean,
I've gone through menopause, and it's menopause.
Okay. First off, I just assumed you were currently going through menopause the way you're such a cunt all the time. But
oh no, I dried up a long time ago.
Back when your vagina bled, was it a tampon or a maxi pad?
Generally a pad.
You know, I
sorry,
don't think
I mean, that I don't make Eric laugh. I don't make Eric laugh often. So
I don't think that one's on the Bernard Pivot questionnaire.
Really? It's been on every job application I've ever filled out.
Oh, Julia Roberts.
Julia Roberts is definitely a pad gal. She's using a pad for sure.
That could be a new bit. Pad or tampon, and we just throw out like names. Tom Cruise, pad or tampon?
Tampon.
Tampon.
Sure.
Somebody lit the fuse on that fucker all the time.
All right. We're going to go into this bit for a bit. We'll come back to you, girl. All right. Let's see. Eric Clapton.
Oh,
don't know him.
Side of dildo.
Oh, you tampon or pad? I think he used to be a pad person. He's turned into a tampon guy.
Okay. How about Billie Eilish?
Ooh,
tampon. Tampon, she's a modern woman.
You know, I can't get out of my head. You know, all these celebrities have perfumes now. And I remember distinctly she came out with one. And the thing I saw said, Billie Eilish releases her fragrance. That is the worst worded.
But don't you want to smell it? You know you want to smell it.
That kind of makes, I think we could come up with a hate napkin. Carol from Casey.
I released my fragrance once.
Yeah, exactly. Wasn't that in front of the come and go at 17?
I think it was a burrito.
No, I was in the grocery store. I was in the grocery store and some woman was like, had a cart parked sideways in the aisle and you couldn't get through. And I very politely waited. I finally, you know, after 5 minutes said, excuse me, could I get by? And she made some comment about fucking old bitch. So as I walked past her, I just left my latest perfume release.
Did you queef? Like a queef?
Oh, honey, I ripped one. They probably heard that fucker in aisle six.
I have fun with him sometimes.
You crop dusted in aisle six? You crop dusted?
I just stole my term. No, sometimes at the gym, if there's a particular meathead lunk, and you know, they're kind of like, you're in the middle of like a heavy set or whatever, and if I think they're a complete dick, I'll totally crop dust them in the middle of a set.
Absolutely.
I love it. So they're like lifting 250, 300 pounds, and you can tell this is like, they're like.
Some people call it passive aggressive. I call it aggressive aggressive.
Exactly. All right. Let's see. Ben Franklin.
Do what?
Benjamin Franklin.
Neither.
He was a pad guy. Tampon hadn't been invented yet. He hadn't invented tampons yet.
He stuck a feather there.
Yeah, one day he's like, I've had enough of this pad. It's time for a new invention here. All right, another question for Carla.
Uh-huh.
What turns you on?
Silence. See, I'm getting off already.
What turns you off?
Careful what you ask.
Okay,
what really turns me off? People who know the least, knowing it the loudest.
Oh, that's common. That's a common thing.
And the place is lousy with them. And I don't mean here. I mean America as
a... I thought you meant, you know, in particular, the hate napkin. There's only three of us, so.
No, I'm not talking about you guys. Not that you're immune.
Technically, there's five of us. There's Garrett, me, Paulie, and then there's Carla and Carol.
So we'll just have to see who shows up every week.
I was just going to say, this is kind of a... Well, what was the name of the woman that had 18... Well, I can't think of her. 18 personalities. What was the famous...
I don't know, but I just go back to the three faces of Eve.
Okay, all right. Favorite food. Carla, what's your favorite food?
Yes. Look at me.
Look at you.
Yes, look at me. The answer is yes. My favorite food.
Me too, man.
Like, Paul Newman's no food I don't Paul like. Newman's sticks? Right. Newman's nuts.
No, those are for Roscoe.
Okay. All right.
Although he's also a fan of Rachel Ray's soup bones.
Okay.
Oh yeah, I think I know
Carla,
celebrities who come up. Panties? Celebrity pet snacks. Celebrity panties? Pet snacks.
That goes on the hate napkin. Panties or boxers?
Commando.
Eric, I was asking Eric, not you.
Oh, sorry.
Actually,
that's the one area where I go smokeless.
Oh my god, what's on my seat? There's something all over my seat.
Oh. Yeah, I'll bet.
Yeah, I would not sit in your computer chair in a million years. Jesus.
I think I sat on an Andy's Mint.
I'm pretty sure it's not an Andy's Mint.
I think you sharded.
Not an Andy's Mint.
No, it's an Andy's Mint. Look,
pretty sure it's not. No, don't show us, please. Don't show. Please don't show
I'm
us.
I'm serious. I sat. I'm covered in Andy's
right.
Mint.
Don't. All right, just stop. Just don't show us. Just stop. We don't.
I find
keep
this
your
whole truth.
Pants on.
I find this whole truth session to be very refreshing.
Here, I gotta take my pants off.
Oh my! You don't obviously don't have pants on. You were in your boxers.
No, I'm wearing biker shorts. See.
Okay, I know. We don't want to see.
I'm going biking. They're
sure
shorts.
You are.
Biking.
Oh fucking hell! So, Carla, describe your perfect man.
I have him.
Is he wearing a red T-shirt?
No.
Damn.
He is a farmer who has his own house. We've been together for 24 years.
What?
He has his own home. I love the sight of him coming through the front door, and I have my days where I love the sight of the back of his head leaving. And that is how we have stayed together for 24 years. He has his house. I have my house. He lives his life. I live my life.
I have. What's your obsession with anal? All things anal.
He's a farmer. I'm just thinking free range. Free range.
Actually, that is a good question. What does he farm?
He corn, soybeans. Mostly, he raises cattle.
Are you saying he has a cornhole?
I would not know.
You know that's a game in South Carolina, right? You know cornhole is a game here, right?
It's a game here, too. Just not one I play.
So you don't play cornhole with the farmer, is that what you're saying?
Okay,
no.
So...
That's not to say he hasn't plowed muddy fields before, but I'm just saying.
Oh! I still have an Andy's Mint all over my chair, melted Andy's Mint. All
right, yeah, this is your sex life. These mints in your asshole.
That's about as good as it gets here.
It feels.
So what
tingles,
else? What else
spicy,
would you like to know that isn't explicit of my sex life?
Oh, nothing.
How many do you have in the house right now?
How many what?
Animals.
How many animals do I have?
Yeah,
I have Roscoe and I have four cats.
Roscoe, of course, is a basset hound.
Yes. And then I have Steve, who is my senior cat who runs this place. And the only person Roscoe is afraid of. And then I have Betsy, his wife. I have Georgine, who was a feral cat that belongs to Cletus. And her mama was the town whore, and she kind of picked that up. She escaped from the house about a year ago. And came home and had one kitten, which I have never seen a cat have one kitten before. But she had one kitten who we named Fiona, who is a terrorist. And Roscoe's best friend.
You're Kansas City, Kansas, or Kansas City, Missouri?
Missouri. I'm on the good side.
Okay, for our listeners. You know, I don't know. We're
I'm on the Chiefs side. Okay. Oh,
the Chiefs side. We know we're bound to get an email from Inga here very shortly about all of this. You've just plummeted her fantasy life.
I doubt it.
Fine, frankly, to know that there's a farmer time. All that time that you and I in Leavenworth and you were with Farmer Cornhole.
Days.
I don't This is, folks, this is not where I expected this segment. I was not, you know, we owed Carla a little extra time from bumping her explanation in the previous episode. So I thought we'd dedicate, but now it turns out Carla doesn't even exist. And I saw the whole Rhodes Scholar thing, probably a lie.
A lie.
Okay. You did not used to be Howard Stern's producer.
Oh, I did. No, oh, that, I didn't. Wrong one. I used to be Robin Kincaid's producer, though.
Oh, and when I said I had a Peabody, that was me and Robin Kincaid too.
No.
Was there anything on your resume that was true?
My date of birth.
Oh, yeah, we thought 1888 sounded right.
That was the one thing on the resume that we said we can't pay attention to. By law. Okay. Wow. Well, I can't wait to do this next week and find out that Polly is really some, you know, Vietnamese whore named Hoa.
Yes, I am. Well, oh, I have a question for you. Who's the handsome young man there?
The handsome young man is my Venezuelan
love boy refugee. Toy?
No. He is for a those Venezuelan of you, refugee.
A very hot Latino, Hispanic Latino, or I guess Venezuelan man, just popped into the screen and gave Carla a peck on the cheek.
He's on his way to church. He's going
I'm jealous. I'm a little jealous. He seems cute.
He is very cute.
I'm jealous. And he sticks.
Do you know how to ask him if he would go gay? Do you know how to say that in Venezuelan?
I do.
Venezuelan. Oh my God. Well, folks.
Wait, we're not done. I have another question, Carla. Do you have something that you hate?
Yes. People who don't mind their own business.
So you are fucking him. Oh my God.
I have one last question.
Yeah.
At the end of episode 81, when I cut you off, what were you going to say?
Nothing.
Oh, all that for nothing. Well, folks.
Such assholes. We're such assholes. I can't believe she puts up with us.
Folks, I can't either.
Episode 82 was nuclear. That's all I got to say. But I don't even know who I am anymore. If you tuned in, you learned all sorts of things. Our special guest, Paul Lynn of the Center Square, Carla from Burnt Corn, Alabama, is none other than Northern Iowan of descent.
Oh,
Catholic,
I have something that I hate. Catholic, I have turned, something that I hate. Okay, listen. I saw this fucking motherfucker on a motorbike wearing sandals with fucking socks up to his fucking ankles. Who wears sandals with socks? People who wear sandals with socks. This goes on the hate napkin. Who does this? Who are these people?
I don't know, Jerry.
you ever notice people wearing socks with sandals? That's not right. There is no reason for it.
All right, you're cut off.
But here's my question. What does that have to do with me?
Because
this
I'm sure
one
that,
was all
I'm
about
sure that,
me.
I'm sure that Venezuelan man is fucking
sorry,
with his socks
take
on. That's all I picture is that he was just banging you with his socks on the whole time.
No, that's the farmer.
The Venezuelan? I'm so confused. So does the Venezuelan ever sit in the corner and watch?
No.
What about Roscoe? Does Roscoe ever sit in the corner and watch?
He has. He judges me.
Have you ever sat on Andy's mint?
Never.
And then looked down and thought you sharted yourself.
No, I'm pretty sure you sharted yourself.
Listen, man, I'm telling you, I got a whole bunch of these wrappers. It's Andy's Mints.
Yeah, you got a bunch of wrappers that you use as an excuse for sharding yourself.
I carry these wrappers around just in case all the time. I keep them in my pocket.
Speaking
of sharding yourself, we reach deep, deep, deep inside Carla from KC's Anals of Hate.